This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Every day at 10 a.m. and p.m. on 89.9 FM, WCNO, Palm City.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How many of you ain't got no peace with God, then you ain't going to know how to walk with the peace of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I need to have peace with God so I can have the peace of God operating in my life. That means that once I'm born again, I have the ability to lay a hold of the peace of God because I got peace with God and see it manifest in my life for every situation I deal with. That means if you cut me off in traffic, peace can rise up in me and say, "Don't yell at them." That means if you get in my face and call me a bunch of names, Jason might want to put you in your place and call you a bunch of names back, but the peace of God that's in me because I got peace with God will rise up and say, "I am so sorry. If I offended you, would you please forgive me?" And Jason's flesh in the back of his brain is going, "Just smack him in the face. Smack him right now." But the peace of God is saying, "You calm yourself down." Come on, am I helping anybody today? Praise the Lord. So let me give you a few things about peace. Number one, peace is the product of being reconciled to God. Peace is the product of being reconciled to God. It's the result of having reconciliation. In other words, peace is the outcome of our life because of what Jesus did when we accept Jesus in our heart. So when you become a Christian, peace is the outcome of it. Come on, huh? Listen, I know this is going to probably mess up some theology for some people, but let me just kind of go ahead and say this. When you were born, you came into this world a sinner. You came into this world fighting. I know you looked really cute with your little baby cheeks and you did a button eyes. And you said, oh, he's so cute. He's just innocent. No, he's not. He's born in sin. Wait till that diaper fills up and you will know it stinks. Come on, ain't nobody pooping in heaven. Y'all, I'm trying to help you. We live in a carnal world. Look, you ain't going to hear this preached everywhere. You might as well just get used to it. I'm just going to be honest with you today. Come on, amen. Huh? I want to help somebody. You were not classified as a sinner in your life the day you learned how to lie. You were not classified a sinner the day you cheated on a test. You were not classified a sinner the day you stole money off your mama's dresser. You were not classified a sinner the day you disobeyed. You were not classified a sinner the day you went out and become addicted to drugs. You were not classified a sinner when you started manipulating people to get your own way. Huh? Some of y'all, some of us learned how to manipulate early at 2 years old. We could cry in a second. Huh? And work our mommy and daddy over. Some of you got those kids. Those are not the times or the days that you became a sinner. The Bible teaches in Romans 6:23 that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That means the day you sucked air out of the atmosphere, you became a sinner. Come on, huh? The Bible says our human carnal nature is enmity with God. It's at war with God. The day you were born, you were predisposed to be against God. Come on, somebody, huh? I mean, you don't have to teach a kid yes, you just got to teach him no. Come on now. I ain't never had to teach a child yes. You do got to teach him no. Why? Because it's part of our fallen nature. And the Bible says the flesh and the spirit are at war. Or they have enmity with each other. They're at conflict with each other. Huh? That's why a lot of times we have internal battles that go on in our life, because we're born again and we got Jesus living in our heart, but our flesh is still there. Our carnal nature is still there. You can't just stop being carnal. Somebody said, I killed my carnal man. Well, if you did that, you'd be in a coffin. Because a spirit man don't breathe oxygen. The carnal man does. A spirit man can swim under the ocean floor. A carnal man can't. He'll drown. Because how many know your flesh and your bone is carnal? The Bible says that the flesh and the spirit are at war. It's because we got a creator and we got creation. And ever since then, man has been wanting to be in charge. God made man in his own image, and ever since then, man's been trying to make God in his image. We want to do it our way, sing it to our tune, do it in our speed, our way. Don't want nobody to tell us what to do when we do it. And if we do let somebody tell us what to do, it's because we're trying to get something from them to get it done. Praise the Lord. Amen. So oftentimes, creation and the creator are at odds with each other because we are hard-headed in the carnal mind. We want it our way or no way. And God's always trying to show us a better way. So the angel comes and he declares that when Jesus comes, there will be peace on earth and goodwill toward men. But then all of a sudden, Jesus grows up. He starts his ministry and he starts to speak for himself. And we get to Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. And Jesus makes this statement to his disciples. Don't think I come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. Hold on now. Something's hanky in the Bible. Let's throw that up. Peace on earth, goodwill to man. Jesus is a baby in a manger. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Good tidings, great joy. Jesus over here, 31 years old, don't think I come out here to bring you peace. I come out here to bring you a sword. Come on, somebody, amen. What's Jesus talking about? How many know what a sword does? Cuts. It divides. Come on, amen. A sword separates. The sword is the word of God. It cuts, it divides, it separates. Come on, huh? In other words, when Jesus entered into the world, everything in the universe ever since Jesus showed up has been divided over him. When Jesus showed up, it became life and death. When Jesus showed up, you got to choose life or you got to choose death. Amen? Because everything has to take a side when Jesus shows up. You either have accepted him as Lord and Savior or you've rejected him as Lord and Savior by default for not accepting him. Come on, somebody, huh? There is no in-between people. There's no partially saved people. There's no people halfway to heaven or halfway to hell, one foot in the grave, one foot out, one foot in hell, and one foot in heaven. That does not happen. You are either a slave or you are either free. You are either found or you are either lost. Come on, somebody ought to help me. You either live in the darkness or you live in the light. There's no in-between. So when Jesus comes, he comes to separate and divide. He separates the sheep from the goats. He separates the wheat from the tares. He shows up. He begins to identify what is godly and what's not godly. Praise the Lord. Amen. So Jesus comes up and he shows up with a sword and he says, there's a broad way, there's a narrow way. There's a big gate, there's a narrow gate. There's a skinny path and a wide path. Which one are you going to take? Praise the Lord. Amen. You're either a servant of Jesus Christ or a slave to sin. There ain't no in between. You're either dominated by your flesh or you're dominated by the Spirit. Because when Jesus shows up, he shows up with a sword and he draws a line in the sand. He said, you can get over here with me if you want to, or you can stay over there and die. But sooner or later, everybody on this planet's got to make a decision about who I am. Who do you say I am? Am I Lord? Am I Savior? Am I Messiah? Or am I something else? Praise the Lord. Amen. So what he does is he comes. I mean, when you cut something, there's a divide. There's a gap. He comes and he identifies this gap with the Word of God, because he is the Word of God. He's the Word that was made flesh in John chapter 1. And he moved among the people and he identifies this gaping hole between mankind and God. And he says, I've got to get these people back to God. Come on, somebody, amen. So here's what's awesome about the sword. The sword, God's Word, identifies what's wrong with man's condition keeping him from God by exposing the gap. The prophet Ezekiel said it this way, I looked for a man who could stand in the gap. But nobody could stand in the gap. Nobody could take the hand of God and join it to the hand of man. There was nobody that could do it. And then when we get to the New Testament, Paul says this, that man was Jesus, for he himself has become the peacemaker. He grabbed man's hand by becoming fully man, grabbed God's hand by being fully God, and joined man back to God, taking on the curse of sin on his life, and brought peace to the earth. Hallelujah. Somebody shout peace. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus came as a peacemaker so you could be reconciled to God. Amen. So you wouldn't be God's enemy no more. So you wouldn't be you wouldn't be separated from God's presence anymore. Jesus came to give you access to your Father in heaven. That's good news today. He is our peace. And he is our peacemaker. Romans 5:1 says this, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Because of what Jesus did, we got peace with God. Come on, amen. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Sin separated me from God, but Jesus stood in the gap and he broke down the wall and he gave me the ability to be reconciled back to God. And now I can have peace with God. You cannot have peace with God unless you know Jesus. I don't care how many times you sit in a yoga position with your feet behind your head chanting from your kundalini power, you ain't going to get peace with God. You might get healthy and eat veggies and never have no more meat no more and look good when you're 90, but when you die, you're going to bust hell wide open. I'm just telling the truth. Because the only way to have peace with God is through Jesus Christ. Any other peace you get outside of Jesus is temporary. Momentary. Come on, huh? I mean, some pills might give you some relief for a few hours. But time passes. Come on, amen. They ain't enough pills, they'll eventually kill you. God is bringing peace to you. Some of you have been tormented. Some of you have been in turmoil. Some of you struggle at night laying in bed for an hour before you can fall asleep and things roll around in your head and keep you up all night. And God wants to declare over you today that peace is coming to you today. Praise the Lord. Stop worrying. Stop obsessing. Trust God. You got peace with God, and let the peace of God fill up your heart. Number two, peace is the fruit of a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Peace is the fruit of a relationship with the Holy Spirit. I've used this analogy before, but how many know in Florida, if you take an orange tree and put it in the sand and water it, an orange tree, put it in the sand and water it, an orange tree is going to grow up. If you fertilize it, gets plenty of sunshine, it's going to become a big tree. It's going to bear fruit, right? I've driven by orange groves my entire life. I've grown up in Florida. I have never seen an orange tree hanging out in an orange grove, holding its branch out going, if I could just make an orange. Pop. I mean, that's not how we get oranges. Come on, that'd give an orange tree a hernia. Praise the Lord. Come on, amen. But can I just tell you, I have seen tons of Christians in the kingdom going, I can just stop cussing. If I can just stop drinking. Oh, if I can just be a Christian. Oh, if I could just have peace. Come on, somebody. I think some of you know what I'm talking about. Come on, amen. Peace is not something that you try. Come on, huh? Peace is the outcome of an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. Huh? How many know when a man and a woman come together in intimacy? Come on, with science, biology. The fruit of that intimacy is a baby. All y'all in here are a bunch of fruits. Some man, some woman got intimate, and boom, there you was. I'm going to wait on some of you. Sometimes we spend more time chasing peace and comfort than we do pursuing the Holy Spirit. We use all our energy up trying to become peaceful when in reality all we need to do is be intimate with the Holy Spirit. We need to spend time with God. We need to learn His ways. We need to spend time in prayer. We need to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And born out of that relationship comes peace. Because you can't make yourself have peace. It has to be the fruit of your relationship with God. Because the peace of God is the fruit of having peace with God because of what Jesus has done. Come on, amen? And then if you get intimate with the Holy Ghost, you get all the fruits. And love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and kindness. Isn't that beautiful? And you can always tell who's hanging out with Jesus because they smile a lot. People that don't hang out with Jesus don't never smile. I'm just being real. Can we just be real? They ain't got no joy. They ain't got no peace. They barely got a little bit of kindness. Come on. Is this helping anybody? All right. Number three. Peace is the umpire of our life. Peace is the umpire of our life. Colossians 3:15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." Somebody say rule. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. That word rule was a word that was used in Paul's day. Because they, I mean, we do Olympics today. They were still doing Olympics back then when Paul was alive. Olympics have been around a long time. They have competitive games back then. In the ancient days, they had competition. They were called the Olympics. And how many know that when there was competition, every competition had a rule book? Come on, they had rules so nobody wouldn't cheat. So everybody when they played by the same set of rules so you could pick a winner. if somebody played by a different set of rules, then you couldn't compare who was better. Come on, amen. It has guidelines on how you play, because guidelines are how you play the game. I mean, when you watch a basketball game or a baseball game, if you get up, you can hit the ball as hard as you want to hit it, and you can knock it out into the stands. But if you hit it out in the right field and you hit it 2 inches to the left of the foul ball line, it's a home run. 2 inches to the right, foul ball. Why? Because there's guidelines, come on somebody, for the game. And what happens when you hit the foul ball? The umpire says, foul ball, right? I don't care if you're coming around first base, digging into second base, thinking you got a home run. When he hollers foul ball, what does the runner do? He stops. And he mopes back to the home plate to hit the ball again. Goes back to the home plate to hit the ball again. Come on, amen. Because he has an umpire in football. Come on, I mean, if you're running down the sideline, getting ready to score, running 90 yards, 100 yards down the sideline, if you run all the way to the end zone, no step out of bounds, it's a touchdown. But if your little pinky toe touches the white line on the outside and the referee sees it, he's going to say, out of bounds. And the ball stops there. Come on, somebody, huh? Because there's an umpire in the game. That's how peace operates in our life. God gives us peace as a referee in our life, because we will get ourselves into situations and we got the peace of God in us because we have peace with God. We find ourselves in a situation and all of a sudden we don't have no peace. That's a good indication to you that you're about to go out of bounds. That means that every detrimental emotion that comes to my life, when depression tries to come up in my life, the peace of God rises up and says, oh, no, you don't. He's got peace. You can't get in here. That's out of bounds. Bitterness is out of bounds. Come on, pride is out of bounds. Selfishness, that's out of bounds. Jason, don't be selfish. Peace. Somebody shout peace. Every time you try to get into a relationship that's not beneficial for your life, the peace of God will speak to you. You don't want none of that. You better watch it. That could get ugly quick. I mean, a peace talks to me that way. Come on, amen. No, you don't want to do that. You ain't know how you're going to run off all your peace. Come on, somebody. I mean, if you drink a little bit too much or smoke a little bit too much, then you can end up in a fatal attraction. You never get no peace. Praise the Lord. Come on, amen. Listen to me. I know this is funny, but listen to me, girls. I don't care if he's got an 8-pack. He's driving around in a Bentley. He ain't got no money problems. If he says get in the car and your peace says don't you do it, you better not get in the car. I think I helped somebody right there. Listen to me, business people. You get ready to enter into a business contract, everything looks great, everything looks good, and all of a sudden you ain't got no peace, you better go pray. You better say, Lord, is this from you, or am I feeling something here? Because I don't have no peace. Give me peace if you want this to work out. Listen, don't ask for joy if you're looking for a deal to work out, because you get all excited dreaming big. Ask for peace.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org. Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun that shines from the darkness.
Right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed, cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, for he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're all God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Fixing and fixing all his reindeer, pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, Santa Claus comes tonight. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, for Santa Claus comes tonight.
Shower Power Home Care is a licensed home